this message marked for about a week and a half. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we're going to start reading from verse 51. Chapter 15, verse 51, 1 Corinthians. You know, I got to thinking, and I don't know why the Lord put this on my heart, and I had it marked, but Jerry, when he called me last night and told me what was going on, it just put this this reading in perspective. You know, one day, church, sooner or later, we're all going to face the walk of death. Amen? Yeah. One day, the Bible says we're going to go by the way of the grave unless the Lord comes back first. And I truly believe that because the Word says so. Amen? God's Word tells us, amen, that it's just going to be for a little while that we'll open our eyes to be in glory. Amen? Church, I truly believe that. And I know sometimes it's easy to get upset. And I know sometimes it's easy to get down and down ourselves. And, you know, when we lose somebody dear to us, we just know. Amen. The Bible tells us that if they're saved and they're a child of God, amen, they're going to be a whole lot better place than we are. Amen. So we're going to read here a little bit. We'll get into the Word. The Bible says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, this shall be brought to pass today, and that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Wow. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen, church. I'm going to stop right here. And, you know, I get to thinking about death. Amen. I get to thinking about when Jesus died. Amen. And I was put in the tomb, laid there 3 days. And it raised up on the third day from the grave. But I believe that death was swallowed up in victory. Amen. I believe Jesus, when He died on the cross and raised for us. Amen. And He came back. Amen. One day He will come back for us. Amen, church. When we die, we live this walk of life. Amen. We had victory. Amen. We didn't lose nothing. Amen. We won the whole world. We won everything. Amen. The Bible says that we're laying up treasures in heaven. And one day we're going to inherit all them treasures that we've been laying up. Amen. Church today. Amen. I think it talks about, amen, be steadfast and unmovable. Amen. Always being bound in the work of the Lord. Amen. Church, I believe today, amen, that we need to be found doing God's work. Amen. I believe today, amen, we need to be found doing the will of the Lord. Wow. Amen. Not what man tells us to do. Amen. Not what the thing down the end of the pew tells us to do. Wow. Amen. But what God instructs us to do. Amen. Church, I believe today. Amen. Our number can be called just as much as anybody else. Wow. I believe age don't matter. I don't believe if you're 10. I don't believe if you're 100. Amen. It doesn't matter. Wow. Amen. When God says your time is through, amen, you're through. Ready or not, you're gone. Amen. Church, but I like to be found. I like to be called out of this world. Amen. Knowing that I'm doing the work of God. And knowing that I've gave everything that I had to give. Amen. To the Lord. And then I truly know. Amen. That death is swallowed up in victory. And church today, I'm here to tell you. Amen. The grave has no victory over you. Amen. Death has just been a little stage. Amen. And then it's all over with. Amen. Church, I think about. Amen. I think about opening our eyes. Amen. They can put us 6 feet in the ground. Amen. They can pile up dirt on top of us. They can sing the prettiest songs in the funeral home. Amen. To stack the prettiest flowers on your grave. But just know, amen, that's just for scenery. It's just to look pretty. Amen. Church, your soul is not there. Amen. It's going on to be with the Lord. Amen. Church, let me tell you something today. I can care less who lines up in my casket. I can care less who sings this song. Amen. Church, because I'm going to be and forever to be with the Lord. Amen. Church. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the preacher preaches that day. Amen. For me, I'm done. I'm going on to be with God. Amen. I leave behind people that I love. Amen. People that I care about. Amen. That are lost and undone without God. Amen. That's what I want the preacher to concentrate on. That's what I want the songs to go to. Amen. Church, I believe today, amen, your family, your friends, you need to give them flowers while they live. Amen. Don't wait till they're gone. Don't wait till it's too late. We need to be giving flowers while they're alive.
Right.
Amen. We
you be found doing the work of God. Amen, church. Let me tell you something today. Amen, I promise you. Amen, they can spend the biggest amount of money on you. Amen, they can dress you up, Eric, in a nice suit and tie. Amen, they can even put a Bible in your hands and put all your jewelry on you. Amen, they can put the nicest glasses ever put on there. Amen, they can put the prettiest makeup on you. Hey, church, let me tell you something. Amen, there's not enough makeup on this world to make this face look any better. Amen, church, but just know. Amen, when I die and leave this walk alive, I'll have one of the prettiest faces you ever set your eyes on. Amen, a glorified body. Amen, something that God gave me. Amen, not something that man has created. Amen, church, death and the grave has no victory over you today. Amen, it was won a long time ago. At the cross, amen. Amen, when Jesus rose on the third day. Amen, praise God. Amen. Who says death has to be a sad time? Who says funerals has to be depressing? Who says, amen, when you walk in there, amen, you have to be so quiet? Who says that you have to go in there? Amen, you have to cry your eyes out. At church, if you're saved, amen, and they're ready to go when you put them in the ground, amen, you should be happy. You should be excited for them. Amen, because they're a whole lot better off than you are. Amen, we're still here. Amen, we're in our sick. Amen, corruptible body. Amen. Amen. We're still having to deal with cancer. Yeah. We're still having to watch heart attacks happen. Amen. We're still having to go to the nursing homes. Amen. We're still left behind. Be excited for them. Amen. Amen. Don't be depressed. Don't be sad. Amen. Church, because they're inheriting something. Amen. That's a whole lot better than this earth ever be able to give. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord today. Amen. Death has no victory, neither does the grave.
Right.
Death, amen, is just for a little while. And I believe if you're saved, you're going to go to sleep just for a little while. Amen, I believe the moment you close your eyes, it's just a matter of time you open them back up. And there the Lord will be waiting on you. Amen, church, I tell you people today, they got their mind set on this old world. Amen. They got their mind set on what they can have here. Amen. I had a golf coach when I was in school. Amen. He taught me a little bit whatever I so-called know right now. Amen. He told us guys, he said, fellas, amen, you know what I want my funeral to be like. And we're like, yeah, let's hear it. He said, when I die, amen, I've got it in my will. And he was being very serious, church. I've got it in my will that I want to bury my golf clubs. I want the golf clubs to be buried in the casket with me. Amen. He has it there, church. And he said, Caleb, one day, I'm going to play on the fairways of heaven. Amen. But let me tell you something today, church. That man was lost in the ball highways. Amen. He don't know what's going on. He's never met the same God that I met. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Amen. The moment they put that man in the ground, the moment he closes his eyes to death, amen, he leaves his walk of life lost. Amen, church, the only thing he'll be doing is going to a devil's hell. Amen, church. Amen. You can take your golf clubs there. Amen. There ain't somebody to shine your clubs up for you. Amen. There's not somebody to give you a drink of water when you need it. Amen. Hell doesn't have ice water, church. Amen. Today, amen, we need to be steadfast, unmovable, and working hard for the Lord. Amen, because one day we will have to cross that river Jordan. Amen, are you ready? Amen, will you be ready to do that? Are you going to be found doing God's work today? Amen. Oh, church. Amen, there's so much work to do. Amen, we've got a long list. And you may say, Caleb, amen, we've done so much improvement to the church. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about a sign. I'm not talking about a heat air system. I'm not talking about new things that we've done for the church. I'm talking about a spiritual movement, church. Amen, I'm talking about work of the Lord. Amen, it needs to be carried out to the streets and carried out to the community. We need to be found doing God's word.
Amen.
Oh, boy, praise God today. Amen, I couldn't help but think last night when Brother Jerry told me of this man dying. 45 years old, leaving behind two kids that are still in school. Amen, he's going to go all the rest of their life without a day. Nobody there to teach them how to fish. Nobody there to teach them how to do this or learn how to handle money. Amen, help them drive for the first time in their car. Amen, he's not here anymore. He's leaving behind something. Amen, church, but you know what? I want to know when I leave this walk of life, I'm leaving behind something. Amen, I want to leave behind something. Amen, that God gave me. Amen, that I was able to pass off to somebody else. I want to know when people come to to the funeral home. Amen. And they viewed me there. Amen. They just say, Taylor David, everything he had. Amen. I heard him preach his heart out. I saw him go see the sick. I saw him pray when nobody else would. Amen. That's what I want people to think about Caleb. I don't want people to walk into the funeral home and wondering, amen, is Caleb ready to go? And was he saved? And was he truly ready to meet God? And church, if they had to ask questions, if they have a doubt in their mind, boy, it's not be a good mind to fix that up. Amen. I want you to seriously think about that. You can't tell me that you haven't thought about death before, church. Everybody in this church room has. Everybody in this church has thought about death one time or another. Amen. We've all said thoughts. Have I done enough to be ready for have my family ready? Financially set. If I was to leave here, will they have everything they need? And most importantly, if I was to leave here tonight, am I ready to go? Oh, church. If you're saved tonight, and you've done everything you know for that you can do for God, and you've been bound and abounded in the work of the Lord, and you've been steadfast and unmovable, church, amen, you left all behind that you can leave for your family. Amen, that's something you can pass on. Amen, you can say, God, people, my family, my friends, people that know me, this is what I did when I was alive in this earth. This is what I did when the Lord called me to do this. Amen, now you do it. I'm done. I'm out of here. I keep thinking about Brother Frankie Bledsoe, Brother Eric. Hey man, I remember calling me and we were talking about church and he was trying to get me to come up. Hey man, visit with him. Hey man, we finally got the opportunity to go up there. Hey man, I saw the man preach his heart out, give everything he had. Hey man, and the story goes, hey man, the last message he preached, he said in that message, I fought the good fight and I've kept the faith. Hey man, he's done all he can do. Hey man, he told the church that night, and he felt like something was going to happen, he didn't know what. He felt like something bad was going to happen that week. But little did he know that God was planning to take him home. Hey man, little did he know that he said, Brother Frankie, you've done all that you can do. You left behind all you can leave behind. Now come on home, your work is over. At 50 years old, he left. Amen, they dressed him up pretty nice. Amen, they got him in a nice suit. Amen, they put a Bible in his hands. But if I know Frankie like the little bit I thought I did, amen, I can guarantee you he wouldn't mind him a bit. You can put him in a pair of jeans and overalls, whatever. That don't matter nothing. His soul's gone. Right. And he's with the Lord. Right. Oh boy. Church, death and the grave has no victory over you tonight. I want you to know that. Amen. But you know, I want you to know something also. Amen. God wants you to be working for Him. Right. We have our jobs. Church, don't get me wrong. Amen. I kill bugs. Amen. Once again, it's not the glamorous life. Amen. But God blessed me with a job. But He also gave me a job to work in His work field. Amen. Keeping our hands on the plow and never look back. There's stuff to be done out there. He needs laborers out in the fields. Amen. He can't do it all himself. He needs help. Amen. He wants you to help. Amen. And I believe we need to be found bounded in the work of the Lord today. Steadfast and unmovable, because one day, church, in a matter of a twinkling of an eye, you can be called out of here. Ready or not, I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what size house you have. I don't care what position you hold, the place you work. I don't care. Amen. When God says it's enough, it's time to go. Right. And you're out of here. Oh boy. I keep thinking, amen, of verse 57 here. I'm going to hush. I'm going to close here in a second. David, get a song ready. The Bible says in verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Victory was won at the cross. Victory was won on the third day when He rose from that old grave. Amen. When they went to find Him, they went to find the body. They went to check, make sure He was still there. They'd given up hope. Amen. But Jesus was no longer there. Amen. They could have made Him look pretty all they wanted to. They could have anointed Him with everything in the world they could have. Amen. But He was going on to be with His Father. Amen. And the Bible says He went on. He ascended to the glories of heaven. Amen. And sat on the right hand of God. Amen. One day, church, God's going to say, son, go get my children, bring them home. Amen. It could be all at once. Amen. And He could just call your number out and say, I'm going to say this. I've told this story down here before, and I'm going to close after this. Amen. There's a man. Amen. I worked with a guy. Amen. He was my supervisor at Cook's Pest Control in Nashville. We're sitting eating dinner one day, and he said, Caleb, I can tell you're a Christian. Can I tell you a story? Yes, sir, you sure can. He told me a story. He said, me and my preacher, when my pastor went into the hospital, a man was on life support. Doctor didn't give him much time to live at all. Amen. They walked in there and they went to talk to him. After they talked for a while, he said they finally got to the question they've been wanting to ask him. And they didn't beat around the bush about it. They said, are you ready to go? Is everything ready? That man right there looked past him, looked at the doorway, and he said, guys, he said, you know I'm ready? You know how I know I'm ready? Because the angels are here to take me home. Praise God, church. And within 10 seconds later, he flatlined and left us a walk alive. Amen, church, you couldn't plan it any better. Amen, you couldn't say it any better. Amen, you can't tell me that God doesn't exist. You can't tell me that angels don't exist. Amen, church. Amen, when the angel of death comes to get you, amen, ready or not, you're leaving. Amen. Amen, saved, you're going home to be with the Lord. Lost, boy, church, you don't know. David, come give me a song.
103.
I'm going to ask you tonight. You may be okay with the Lord, I don't know, but you may be further away than you want to be. You may say, Caleb, you know, I'm saved, but you know, I like to be a little bit closer to God. Amen. I thought about death here lately. Church, I did it the past 2 weeks. It's been on my mind the past 2 weeks. Well, am I going to be okay? Did I leave enough for my family? Is my family set? If the Lord was to call me home today, are they ready? Most importantly, did I done everything I know to do for God? Outside the church and in the church, have I done everything I know to do? Have I passed down something positive to my kids, my family, that they can do? Tonight, church, you need to be evaluating yourself. Amen. You need to be doing a self-evaluation right now. You say, Caleb, I need to be closer to God. I want to make sure I get that right tonight. Wow. 45 years old, this man was taken out of this whole world with a heart attack. 50 years old, Frankie Bledsoe left us a walk alive with a heart attack. Church, it doesn't matter how old you are. I don't care who you are. Amen. When God says it's time to go, you're leaving. Amen. As we sing tonight.